B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mainy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Welcome to Worst Date Wednesday, the last one of 2019.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Producer Nicole, we're trying not to be distracted in here.
I think it smells good. Well, it smells like bagels to me.
What is it? It smells like an everything bagel in here.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Broccoli, peppers, and onions. Okay. You have
awful.
A studio right down there. If you can go hang in there for us, that'd be awesome.
Brussels sprouts or something. That's the worst smell ever.
No,
and we had our marketing director in here, too, and I was trying not to like throw a big fit about the smell.
If somebody ordered that on a first date, would they get a second date?
No. It was the most smelliest food I've ever smelled in my life.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I was going to try and be professional and get through it.
I couldn't, dude.
All right. Worst Date Wednesday, yes. Loren, is disgusting food on the table. For Worst Date Wednesday.
Not that I'm seeing, but I guess we can add it to the list.
Oh, man, I would love people to call in and tell us the no-no food that you can't order on a first date. 704-570-9595.
But this list, I know we talked about this. I once was on a date, and it was going terribly already. The restaurant caught on fire, and when we evacuated, we silently walked in different directions. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we both knew it was terrible. Yeah. The restaurant caught on fire. It was God stepping in. We should just go our separate ways.
I love that, because Roy mentioned that the restaurant catching fire wasn't even the worst part. The worst part is that you can't even sit there and look at this train wreck that is the restaurant. That just had to be evacuated.
By the way, I remember one time for Valentine's Day, I had a really nice dinner reservation plan. And right across the street was this museum. So we went to the museum, me and Sterling. We had a wonderful time. And as we're about to leave to go to the restaurant, there's like 7 fire trucks there.
I remember that.
Yeah, we're like, what do we do now? Go to McDonald's?
You guys got backup reservations somewhere?
We always love hearing your Worst Date Wednesday stories. And the best part about it is, like, we'll run into people who listen to the show, or we'll see a text message from someone that said, and I thought I had a bad date, but then blah, blah, blah called in.
So we're talking about the worst dates that people have been on. Manny wanted to know what food you cannot order on a first date. People are texting in saucy ribs, fish, no fish, no onions.
What about wings? God, I love wings. Like a nice chicken wing.
But you do that thing where you put the whole wing in your mouth and it comes out with just the bone.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's savage. So you can't eat that on the first date.
No.
No.
These are the other terrible first dates people have been on. I went on a first date with a girl. She showed up. She said she was super high and not 24. Like her profile said, she was only 19. I once went on a date with a guy who described a recent religious epiphany after trying to drown his girlfriend, but then insisted it wasn't safe for me to walk home alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going anywhere with you if you just admitted to drowning someone.
Yep. This is Tim in Gastonia. Hey, Tim. Tell us about Worst Date Wednesday.
How you doing? Went to a seafood restaurant. Woman ordered chicken livers.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And some ranch, and just slopped it all over her fingers. Slopped it on her fingers. I think she was trying to get rid of me or something. she had it almost to her elbows, brother.
Did it work? Did you not go on a second?
Oh, yeah, she was gone. I left. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I worked at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet, we had liver and onions on the menu. And it just was the nastiest smelling.
I mean, producer Nicole brought that food in here, and the smell is still in here. And I know you think we're being dramatic because we normally are.
They are being dramatic. You're being dramatic.
No.
It does still smell in here, but it smells like an everything bagel. It doesn't smell bad.
It does not smell like
that's the worst bagel. We can all agree with that.
No, it's the best bagel.
The worst.
All right, let's line up some more phone calls. Get on the phone with producer Nicole. Make her put the fork down and not eat her morning breakfast. 704-570-9595. Worst Date Wednesday. You want to hear your worst dates. Doesn't even have to be a first date. Just a worst date.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mainy Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh. You're fine. Worst Date Wednesday at 704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So we were talking about the worst dates that people have been on. Someone said, my date got so drunk, he spilled a beer on me, and he kept falling asleep at the bar. Then I put him in a cab, and he puked all over me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but Manny also wanted to know, like, what smelly foods can you not order, or what foods can't you order on a first date? I shouldn't say smelly.
Yeah, like, what's a no-no food? Like, people are saying chicken wings.
Yeah, I feel like chicken wings is hard to eat on a first date, especially with someone like Manny. He's like a caveman and puts the whole wing in his mouth and pulls out a bone.
Yeah, it's a wonderful magic trick.
It's hard to watch.
Go in, bone come out.
Yeah.
Now you take me out. Now we go for dinner. How about soup? That's a tough one because that's the slurp.
I don't know.
Oh, really? And your friends? How's your friend circle? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You already want to leave.
I remember when I was dating, I would be very nervous. Sometimes tables aren't all the same height. And this is going to sound really stupid. And I'm so sorry, but I was so anal about this.
I wouldn't be able to get over the fact that you say height, but that's okay.
Oh, height. Did I do a TH?
You said height.
Oh, my bad. Height. And so anyways, if the table's like an inch shorter, I drop all the food out of my mouth. I don't know what happens.
What?
If the table is just a little bit smaller, but like, that extra inch, something screws up and I get food all
you
over me.
You fumble it, taking the fork to mouth.
Yes. So it's a whole thing. I want to make sure the tables are a certain length, height.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Loren
is just staring at boy.
I know. I was a basket case dating.
Chantel.
Whole thing in my head.
In Monroe. Good morning, Chantel.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're all shocked by Roy's admission that he can't eat without food falling out of his mouth if the table's on a certain height.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got on Worst Date Wednesday?
Okay, so I met up with this guy at Concord Mills Mall. First off, he was in a wife beater and red shorts, so I tried to turn around, but he obviously recognized me, so I was stuck. And he didn't look like his picture on his profile, which online dating sucked at the time. And I turned around, and I was like, oh, hi, and at first, we met at Concord Mills Mall, right? So I thought we were going to go to, like, Chili's or something like that. Well, no, wrong. Like I said, he had a few screws loose, and he was not like his profile picture.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Where do you want to take you?
Burger King. And not only that, but he told me I had to order off the kids' menu.
What? Like, no, thank you. I'll pay for my own.
How quickly do you leave, Chantel?
So he didn't order off the kids' menu. I did. And not only that, but he paid with change, pennies.
Yeah, that's not good.
You got to help that guy out.
That's not good. This is Anonymous in Huntersville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hello.
Now, this is crazy, Loren. Wait to hear this one. Go ahead, Anonymous. What happened on your date?
Well, this isn't really food related.
Oh, it's okay.
We did go to So we went to a Mexican restaurant, and he did slurp the salsa off his chips, which is disgusting. But after dinner, he started smoking weed, and he got really weird, and he started rating my body parts on a scale of 1 to 10.
What?
Oh, my God.
My boobs got a 10, which is great, but then he started going down the line, and it wasn't all so great.
Okay, well, what got a bad rating?
Maybe she doesn't want to say.
Like your fingers? I mean, like, what? Is it like a weird body part?
No, I mean, like, you know, I'm a bigger girl. I guess you'd call me plus size. So my stomach got like a 6.
What?
My butt got a 7.5 or 8. He couldn't quite decide.
Jeez, what'd I pay to get those ratings?
Did you just throw your drink all over this dude?
Well, you know, then I was like, you know, I think I want to.
That was well deserved, but you still can't say it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Go Ahead and Rate the Body Parts on a scale of 1 to 10. Unsolicited, I'm just going to start doing it.
Enjoying your date. By the way, your nose is coming in at a solid 3.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Your eyes are too close together.
See? Just
crushing him.
Could you imagine if I sat down on that date? Like, I would just berate that man.
And that guy goes, but we're having fun. Why are you going home? Like, what date are you on?
I would just start to get loud and be like, oh, are we having fun? Hey, we're raiding body parts over here. Anybody else want to get in on it? I just got a six on my abs. I would embarrass the crap out of him.
This is Brenna in Mooresville.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Worst Date Wednesday.
So I was with this guy at this nice steakhouse restaurant, and he convinced me to order one of the most expensive items on the menu.
That's nice.
I wasn't going to because, you know, I didn't want to get him to pay too much. But then what happened is, so I got the menu item, and he ate half of it and then forced me to pay for it.
What? You have to convince you to get the most expensive item.
He just mind-tricked you. Why? Because he wanted to try it. That's why. He wanted to try it.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. He wanted it, but he didn't want to have to pay for it. So he convinced me to get it. Yep.
It's stories like the stories that you ladies called in this morning and the texts that we have that make us continue to bring back Worst Date Wednesday. Because honestly, Brenna, like we do research on the show. We're like, okay, like what are we going to keep doing? Like what will... Worst Date Wednesday. Should we take it off? We go, no.
No, it's the best thing ever.
We have to leave it.
Not.
Y'all get me so fired up.
Thanks, Brenna. And we'll think of specific stories. Like, oh, remember the time that guy that she called in and said the guy was raiding her body parts?
Oh, man.
Like, you guys get me so fired up. I'm like having a hot flash in the studio right now. Like, it's my blood is boiling.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.